Confusion orbits my mind world all the time. Do not regret. Throw all your regrets in the dust. Heart and happiness are meant for each other. Only in our sorrows do we try to meet God. Every day I need to fly an inspiration kite. Today I am so happy that my Lord has blessed me with a first-class obedience certificate. Is there any day that God does not cross my path? Alas, how is it that I am still in absolute darkness? Every day we all have plenty of time to love God and please God. I must pray every morning with my uplifting, eagerness heart. God proudly takes up permanent residence in the depths of our aspiration heart. I am so happy that I am able to participate in my Lord's victory march. To my great astonishment, my beloved Supreme quite often speaks and works in my defense. My aspiration heart shields me from my giant ego mind. We do not look for our Lord's footsteps. We just look to see how many miles we have covered. Pray and meditate sleeplessly and breathlessly. Your doubt thorns will become faith roses. Every day, God gives us his love, devotion, surrender examination. Nobody can break my God-love bonds. Nobody. May all my days and nights be God-aspiring, God-serving, and God-manifesting. I am so delighted to see my prayer life and my meditation heart on the rise. If you do not compel your mind to surrender to your heart, then who will and who can? When the tears of my heart and the smiles of God's eye play their oneness game, When the tears of my heart and the smiles of God's eye play their oneness game, there are no losers. Let my prayers unnerve my thoughts. Wake up, my heart, wake up. You have been sleeping for such a long time. God's oneness heart sunshine is for all and sundry. It is extremely easy to find God's fingertips on a surrendered heart. My heart eyes look for perfection qualities everywhere. There is no replacement for a gratitude heart. Happiness comes and happiness goes. It entirely depends on the ebb and flow of my consciousness tide. If we cannot be above our problems, then we will never succeed in life. The heart has only one message. Love more and evermore. My soul and my heart are in the waiting room for a heavenward flight. I only now believe that my life was chosen by God Himself to do something unique for the world. Shut the mind door abruptly. Keep the heart door wide open. All the time. Ignorance night is apt to demand and demand. Wisdom light hopes and hopes. Surrender delight sings and sings. There is not a single place that my mind's scattered thoughts do not cover. I shall have to clear everything out of my mind if ever I expect God to visit my mind. Each seeker is obliged to spread God's light according to his capacity. Each man thinks that all the world is unfair to him. My Lord, do give me the capacity to fulfill your needs, even in the smallest measure. The flames of heaven rise upward, while the flames of hell descend. My Lord, do accept my most soulful forgiveness prayers. May my heart be a flower petal under my Lord's feet. The difference between God and me is this: God keeps his heart door open all the time, while I rarely open my heart door. I explore my spiritual life with my heart's devotion tears. My Lord, may each moment end with my heart's gratitude tears to you. In newness there is a special joy. In eagerness, there is an immediate achievement. My life was born with God gratitude tears. Mind expansion is a real tragic end. Heart expansion is a real fulfillment for both man and God. Without interdependence, no human being can ever be happy. I am all determination. I shall not allow my days and nights to pass in vain. Our God realization hope should remain evergreen. The world is mysterious. If we are serious, we can fathom the world mysteries. I am ever struck by my Lord's infinite compassion. God forgetfulness is an unpardonable weakness. Run, run, run. You will arrive at your destination. Fly, fly, fly. You will become the heaven sun. Never allow the mind to be your control tower. May my heart devotion tears never run dry. There is a special kind of emptiness that ceaselessly radiates. No matter what I do wrong, God's heart beckons my life. My Lord, do come down and be a very strict teacher of my mind. Is there anybody who has never dined with ignorance night? I forget God at every second, but if he ever forgets me, I do not know what will happen to me. I have taken God worship as my only role. I feel that God is fast approaching my heart tears. Dive deep within. You are bound to hear God's heartbeat. To be a God observer is not enough. We must become God seekers and God lovers. The mind wants to monopolize the world. I desire my Lord Supreme to utilize my life in any capacity. God, separation agony can only be felt and never described. If we pray to God only at our sweet will, then God oneness will remain a far cry. God does not employ us unless he feels that we are sleeplessly with him, in him, and for him. God can hide everything from us except his forgiveness heart. My Lord, never allow me to suffer from a devotion starvation heart. I cherish the hope that soon, very soon, my Lord shall unfold my life like a flower, petal by petal. We shall never be satisfied unless and until we have climbed up the highest aspiration zenith height. Purity is absolutely needed to strengthen our heart's God devotion hunger. This poor little life does not care to know where God is or what he is doing all the time. My Lord, one big favor. Just let me know who I am and what I must do for you every day. We must be all the time soulful in our actions. Without devotion, God realization is not a possible task. The worst thing that can befall a seeker is to lose faith in God and in himself. A true seeker is afraid of only one thing, God's streaming tears. If we live in the soul, then we can maintain our fastest champion speed. Shyness and embarrassment have no place in a genuine seeker's life. At this point in your life, if you talk to Ignorance Night, you will cast a slur on your spiritual life. Every day I am longing to discover a new way to worship God, to love and serve God soulfully and self-givingly is a rare capacity. Only one thing is absolutely sure on earth. God's heart cannot forget us, even for a fleeting moment. Mine is a life that is always starving for God's compassion eye. Do not allow yourself to be once more caught by ignorance quagmire. When our love power fails, it is useless to try, with any other power, to transform the world. Expectation destroys our God-love hunger. Our constant surrender to God's will can give us the capacity to walk in perfect step with God. God does not appreciate our unwillingness. He just tolerates it. No desire tree is empty of thorns. Real aspiration is definitely ignorance proof. It is divine thoughts that illumine our minds. God loves to see me when I bury my heart completely under his feet. Frustration is imminent danger. We must not recollect our past failures. The vital is a wild, galloping horse. We must always be aware of our divine potential. If we do not think of our Lord Beloved Supreme all the time, how can we ever offer him our sleepless and breathless victory? When you stand in front of a spiritual figure, your heart is bound to throb with ecstasy. Every morning my Lord blesses me with two celestial realities, hope and smile. Right after meditation, our morning heart songs are our absolutely best friends. Miracles create only curiosity. They do not really help us in our spiritual life. I rush to bask in the sunshine of my inner wisdom. Surrender is the fastest runner in the inner race. At long last, I have smashed asunder my age-long doubt barrier. I am so excited to be on my Lord's Oneness Delight team. Disobedience is the spiritual death of a God-seeker. If you make a decision without God's permission or approval, it can be very dangerous. I must stop my old train of thoughts. God wants me to be my heart's ecstasy dance. We do not know the danger of doubtful thoughts. Do not give up. The race is not yet over. Never be afraid of the Master's scoldings. His scoldings are made of his compassion and affection in boundless measure. In the very depths of my meditation, I clearly see my Master beckoning me. We cannot know the purpose of life unless we have made our complete surrender to God's will. If it is God's will, then he will definitely give me the capacity to meditate for a very long time at a stretch. How I wish my mind, like my heart, could be all gratitude to my Lord Supreme. I feel miserable when I do not thank my Lord Supreme even once during the entire day. Only the heart achievement lasts forever. If I do not have faith in God, then it is I who will be the veritable beggar and not God. No, never. At every moment I try to bask in the radiance of my divine soul. Never question the voice of your soul. Never. I want all my attachment chains to fall away, one by one. I never believe in self-pity cries. My heart's oneness tears and oneness smiles, my Lord Supreme treasures. God is forcing my mind to stop its aimless march. Even a sinner has something special to offer to the world. The power of happiness knows no bounds. The mind has a very peculiar way of judging perfection. Do not allow your mind to lord it over your heart, vital, and body. To cry for your own victory is the height of stupidity. No matter what suggestion I offer to my Lord Supreme, he justifiably rejects it. When we praise God with our devotion heart songs, he blesses us with something most significant. I do not want to know what is wrong with my mind. I just want my mind to leave me alone. God wants my devotion heart to be of service to him everywhere. Even God admires my purity heart. God is eager to come to the particular seeker who claims God to be his all. If I want to be really happy, I must be both giver and receiver at the same time. My Lord's silent smile shows me the way. The heart does not have to obey the dictates of the mind. My Lord is so kind to me, He permits me to think of Him all the time. The heart giver does not believe in any reward. My God knowledge is next to nothing in comparison to my love of God. Do not regret when you do something wrong. Just invoke inspiration and aspiration to descend from above and carry you faster than the fastest. What little I have, I most willingly offer to the world at large. Everything that is pure is cherished by God Himself. My morning prayer enables me to go and meet my Lord Supreme in the highest heaven. My morning meditation enables me to bring my Lord Supreme down into the world. Earth's bravest seekers are God's most special instruments. When God arrives, ecstasy becomes the seeker's heart. I must look for light at every moment and in every life situation. When God asks you a question, give Him the answer immediately, with no hesitation. Prayer tears are sweeter than the sweetest. Meditation smiles are stronger than the strongest. God-seeking days are the only golden days of my life. Never allow insecurity and insincerity to touch your heart door. An unconditionally God-surrendered seeker raises the consciousness of the entire world. When I am in my deepest meditation, God comes to me with His blessing breath. You can be on God's oneness team if you need God and nobody else on your life journey. Forgiveness has only one thing to tell me. Control your pride. Control your pride. The heart cries for God compassion in abundant measure. Accept all God-made decisions happily and proudly. When pride disappears, real joy appears. Do not think of the long road. Think only of your intense aspiration. Cast aside all begging thoughts and ideas. Frustration and anger like to live together. All I have to share with humanity is my heart's cry. Life is beautiful if I can live only in the very depths of my heart. Each time I am not successful, I must jump into a new beginning. Heaven does not want to know if earth suffers from depression. accept God unconditionally, for that is what God wants you to do. When fame comes, it is extremely difficult to remain a good player in God's cosmic game. The disciple's happiness is the master's highest pride. Not only human beings, but even the cosmic gods cannot hide anything from God. In the spiritual life, even one step forward is a tremendous achievement. Even when God stands right in front of the mind does not believe it. The mind thinks it is not the real God. My heart loves God the Creator and God the creation equally and unreservedly. We need an adamantine will to cross the mind desert. If you become a victim of your own lethargy, yours will be a life of misery. I am ready to walk mile after mile to receive a smile from a sincere seeker. When God sees I am insincere, he does not accept any excuse from me. Your overconfidence is the root of your miserable life. No sincere aspiration will end in vain. If you desperately desire world recognition, your life illumination will remain a far cry. Do not be a member of the Man Criticism Club. We all have to be careful. At any moment, we can be caught in temptation trap. My heart garden has only one plant, gratitude. My Lord Supreme, do you feel my love? My child, not only do I feel, but I am hungry for your love. To please God in a most striking manner, every day we must increase the power of our devotion.